The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
On today's episode, we're talking Rotten Tomato list of stoner flicks, which I'm pretty sure they didn't ask stoners this shit. They're just going.
They really just picked anything that had weed in it.
Anything that had weed in it, because we had a discussion in Discord. What's a real stoner movie? Is it a movie consisting of talking about weed in the whole movie, and the movie's about weed, or is it just a movie you can trip on and smoke weed to? Because they put Dazed and Confused in there, and that was just the weed era, but there's really not much weed smoking in that goddamn movie.
Well, hold on, buddy.
No,
hold
no, there's, on. Just, there's enough there in it.
No!
We will get into it. We will get into it. Before anything else, though, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the dopest, fattest...
There's nothing fatter.
There's nothing fatter.
Than the Big Comedy Network.
Roth, when you're spoken to, we'll let you know for you could talk. Please just be quiet right now.
Son of a bitch.
Kiss
son of a
bitch, my bro. Ass.
I'm doing an intro. Did you want to do the intro?
No.
Why are you interrupting him?
Yeah, you know, see how...
Why am I interrupting?
Are. Just another episode.
I'm supplementing. You're interrupting.
Hey, back to the show, guys. All right. An episode where we're going to disagree with Rotten Tomatoes version of the stoner movie.
On a few things.
Roth, is there anything you want to say before we kick the beat?
You want to supplement?
I'm good. Supplement, no, we're pretty good right now. Let's do this.
Kick the beat.
We're re-ranking the 25 essential stoner movies.
Josh,
movies
there you go. Him and his cubby hole again. I know all the people are like, where's Josh at? He was vibrant. Where's Josh? Where's Josh? I know Josh back in the cubby hole. He...
Why no camera? What happened? You know, he's a fickle man sometimes.
Yeah.
He's got to do his thing.
Welcome back to the show. This is the Fat Signal Podcast on Big Comedy Network.
Shout
you know, hit that like,
there.
Hit that subscribe to the channel. So, all right, how are we doing this? We're going from bottom to top.
Pause.
Right? Nice. Who's leading this dance?
Pause.
Josh, why don't you do us a quick favor and read off the original list you gave us in quick succession, just like...
Can I give my own little personal opinion of a thumbs up or thumbs down if this is even a stoner movie?
Oh, yeah, we'll go from the bottom, though. Not from
pause.
The top. Number 25 was Grandma's Boy.
Ooh, that should be up.
No.
That should be up 10
notches. That should
notches.
Be way up on the list.
Yeah, we're already...
Dude, Where's My Car is number 24.
Oh my God, that can go to the annals of hell, dude. Mm.
Did, would you consider that a stoner movie?
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's just a slapstick dummy movie.
Number 23 is Soul Plane.
Oh, yeah, of course they're going to do that. You put Dude, Where's My...
Soul Plane's funnier than...
yeah, but way funnier.
How High is number 22.
I didn't like it because of the ugly bitch from Saved by the Bell.
Half Baked is number 21.
Loved it's, it. My number
in the 20s.
Way low.
Way high. That's got to be higher.
Super Troopers is number 20.
Way higher.
They didn't even smoke weed in that movie.
Not
there's
directly stoner movie,
weed,
but it is funnier than down there.
There's a lot
Reefer
of weed.
Reefer Madness is number 19.
Come on. That's not even, that's ridiculous.
That's an anti-Reefer movie.
I don't even really count that as a stoner movie. Like
Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke is number 18.
See what I'm saying? Hell nah. That's...
What the hell are going to be the top 10?
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas is number 17. Scary Movie is number 16. Tenacious D, Jay and Silent Bob, Smiley Face, Pineapple Express is number 12. Ted, Inherent Vice is number 10. Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle is number 9. Friday.
Inherent Vice, I'm not sure I understand.
White
really.
Castle. That means there's going to be two Harold and Kumar on that list.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Bad Trip is number 6. Easy Rider as number 5. The Big Lebowski.
Easy Rider.
This is the End. Super Bad. And Dazed and Confused as number 1.
I'm done.
This is not a... That list is not a stoner list. It's a list of movies to watch while stoned.
No, it's a list of stoner culture movies. That's trash, bro.
Listen,
that's motherfucking that Bammer weed. That's that Bammer weed list, bro.
It's not necessarily trash. It's just it's a very broad list. We're
it's
going for
trash.
Something really specific here. We're going for not just weed in it, but revolved around it. We're going for stories almost about the weed, pretty much, like stoner movies, where the where the entire plot itself revolves around the fucking.
And the best part of those movies is as you're stoned, they get better.
This is true.
Well, I don't like Ted. I thought Ted was dumb. It's no offense to you, Seth. It's just, I don't care about a talking bear. It reminded me of Teddy Ruxpin that I lost. All right, now.
I mean.
Now I'm capping.
I thought it was funny.
Of course you would, though.
Okay.
They do smoke a lot of weed.
They do smoke a lot of weed.
But the plot isn't about the weed. That's the thing.
Yeah, I told me no, and Tim had this argument, bro. What's a weed movie, bro? Is it like How High or Half Baked or like Pineapple Express or like Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke? I can keep going on.
That's a stoner movie.
Dazed and Confused, to me, which is one of my favorite movies, barely makes it under the stoner. That's a great movie to watch while stoned. But come on.
Yeah.
Everybody smokes weed in it, pretty much.
No, Roth. Watch it again. Why? I don't know when's the last time you've seen
it. Well, there's a few scenes in it. There's, you know.
Let's stop beating around the nug. Let's fucking light this thing. What's our number 10?
Well, you said it right.
Our number 10.
This is good old Harold and Kumar.
Is good old Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. That's a fucking solid one. That's where the bud is directly involved in the plot. The smoking of the weed is relevant to the story. It's not just something that they do.
And this is one of these movies where you could see that these are visibly stoned throughout the whole movie.
It's at number 10 on our list because it just barely makes it about the weed.
You sunk my battle shit, dude.
It's
that was some gross shit, bro.
Pretty grody stuff.
The weird mongoloid motherfucker, dude, letting his chick, his wife. Oh, he's like, you can go my wife. It was like, oh my God. And he's like, while we're here, you know, let's get a foursome going.
It was the first time he got to see NPH in the complete like stereotype reversal, just going hardcore druggy.
What did he
say?
It
was incredible.
He said, I've gotten all the ass on Doogie Howser. I got it all. I got all the nurses' ass.
Just pretending to be. Well, this was before he came out, right?
The first one. The second one he had already came out.
Number 9, Soul Plane. Another movie that is hilarious. A lot of weed smoking. Just relevant to the plot enough, but not completely about it.
Much different on our list than compared to that.
The gags are funnier. You got a plane that's doing lowrider shit, like number one. Just like that trailer.
Shout out John Witherspoon, Method Man, the chick from that's in the TV show with Al Bundy, the Latin chick. That was, I think, one of her first two movies.
Sofia Vergara.
Rest in peace, John Witherspoon. Lost a great man.
Phenomenal, phenomenal comedian.
Snoop was in it. Shout out Snoop.
Number 8, motherfucker. Super Troopers.
Meow. Super Troopers is the shit.
Meow.
That fucking movie's hilarious.
That's the gag that just never quits.
Wait, which one?
Like every the fucking like just
meow.
Oh,
like just sneaking meow in every fucking meowing sentence.
Oh yeah, right meow.
Right meow.
You need to calm down, chicken.
The schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
No, what did he say? I'm appreciated. And they respect me. Yeah, I messed up. That flipped quick, bro. He's like, hey, I messed up.
First time I saw that movie, that shit blew my mind.
That shit was
fun. Oh my God, yeah.
People loved him so much that we got Bear Fest out of that.
Yeah, we got like a whole line of movies out of them. We got Super Troopers 2, which was okay.
I wish
yeah.
we would have got Weed Fest, though.
That would be funny.
Like a weed convention one.
But you know what? But Beer Fest is hilarious. I don't think they could duplicate that.
Beer Fest is amazing.
No. Beer Fest 2, it would be funny.
I'm just here for a spank and a tickle.
All right. We're getting off subject of another movie that isn't. But remember when he went to go pick up the brown dude and he was a hooker, a male prostitute?
Yeah.
What did he say?
And he kisses him away with a knife.
He's like, what's up? He goes, what's up? Dude. He goes, what's up, guys? He's like, a suck. He goes, and out of nowhere, that other gay dude came to back up, bitch, they're mine. Like, this guy was the man in college?
Just the kid who just downed, like, when they got pulled over, he downed everything.
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 Littering and. He goes, I'm freaking out, man. Littering and smoking the reefer.
Smoking the reefer. That shit is so funny.
We're going to Mexico.
The Hubo's Dog Mexico. Woo! Super Troopers is amazing, man. All these movies are like top tier. Like, even though it's at number 8, it's gut busting.
Me personally, I would switch. I would switch 8 and 7.
So I haven't seen number 7.
Which is?
How High.
What do you mean you didn't see it?
This one I haven't seen. This is the only one.
Okay, How High is about two high school who take their THCs, which is going to get them into college. But one of them is a weed smoker and the other one is a pothead. Red Man is the pothead. Method Man sells weed.
I remember like seeing the poster for this movie like slide through on Netflix a few years ago. I saw the sneak preview
of this before it hit theaters.
Oh, like you were at a screening?
I used to actually play basketball in the afternoons at the public in the park with the Ivory.
Oh, okay.
Is this the movie where they put their friend's ashes
in the weed,
into the
plant, and it grows, yeah, and they see their homie, and he tell them everything. That dude right there,
vaguely remember
him,
this movie.
Him, I used to play basketball with him all the time, bro. All the time.
That's funny.
Oh yeah, he's cool as bro.
Number 6 is one of my absolute favorites.
Oh, well, hold on, we're too loud. We're too loud. I don't want to wake my roommates up.
my roommate said she could stay if you want.
That lives with his mama and his daddy. Where did he go? My roommates brought me this bitching ass bed, bro. It's a car bed.
It has a car radio so I can talk to other car beds.
What did that dude have? He had a monkey and a lion?
Yeah. See, I was all right with it. Yeah. He wasn't the best.
The lion was a bad idea.
He wasn't the best part of the movie to me, bro.
He was funny, though.
The best part was the dude who was in Reno 911. Nick Swardson was the shit in that.
Yeah.
Nick Swardson.
Yeah, he was.
He goes, bro, you jizzed on my mom, bro.
But she said you could stay.
The grandma's with the tea, man.
The grandma had still reserve.
Yeah, she did. I'm so thirsty.
Also, Grandma's Boy is particularly famous among Metal Gear Solid fans for having the fucking naked snake statue in the background in the game dev room where they're all hanging out and shit.
Tim, they got everything.
Oh, that's right.
What did Snake Swarson say when it came to dancers? That fool goes, ooh, high score? I don't know if I can beat that. That fool started doing crazy shit on there. That fool was like, oh shit, I'm cramping.
Oh no, he's like, got it. Oh, shit. Are you okay, bro? Are you okay?
Give me a second.
It had the goofiest plot of making a AAA video game by themselves. If anybody knows anything about making games, that shit's so dumb.
Dude, that's one of my favorite lines comes from that movie. Where they call him, where the hell are you? You have to be over here at the office. And I think it's for you. It's the devil.
What did the old lady say? I didn't f*** everybody.
Yeah.
Charlie Chaplin, I gave him a chaplain. Nick turns around and goes, I wish I used the condom. Like, oh
shit.
And then they thought they were some freaks. They thought they was just going around old women at the office.
Yeah. Those are your roommates?
Them is out there breaking hips, they thought. That shit was funny.
Now we're getting to the top 5.
Tim, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today.
Really?
It's Friday. We know your ass ain't got a job. And you ain't got shit to do.
I have plenty to do, you dickbags.
But you building a clubhouse over there or what?
Some of the best memes today are off of this movie.
Damn.
Let's give homage again
another appearance on this list.
Tiny Zeus Lester, rest in peace. And he was in No Holds Barred with Hulkamaniacs, motherfucker. With Hulk Hogan. But back to the real shit. Smokey, you a big though. You should have came back.
Nah, what he decided to go do was come back in a leotard and makeup.
Do you think if he wanted to come back, Ice Cube would have him?
Yeah, but it would be different because weed's legal.
What if he became a businessman? What if he owned a dispensary or something?
You should be a writer.
Taking writing classes.
Good shit. That sounds good. See, and Ice Cube been open up. See, Smokey ain't been around because when he went to rehab, Smokey decided to go to college and get a business license. But don't think it was for what you thought it was. And then it shows got a straight ghetto ass D. Ghetto as dispensary with strippers. Ice Cube, go ahead and steal it, my I don't care. Respect.
This movie was great, dude. It's phenomenal. It's a classic. It's iconic. Going into number four, The Big Lebowski. This is one of the few movies where there really is no actual overall, like, there is a plot, but there isn't a plot. Like, it goes nowhere.
There's plots, but and the plots end quickly.
Perfect for stoners, largely because they're these, like,
short attention span.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, but they're,
shout out to John Goodman. Love you in this shit.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Philip Seymour Hoffman. You're the man.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Ilyich Ulich something something. You come around here pulling your piece on the f-ing lane. Yeah. I take it away and stick it up your ass until it goes to collect. Jesus. That's right, man.
All right. Top three.
Me personally, I think number three should be Half Baked.
Between these movies, yes, I will
think
say
so that. Too.
Yeah, no, honestly, yeah. Like number two is problematic for a few reasons, but it is hilarious,
bro. Number three is Half Baked for sure.
Number three is Half Baked. We're doing a bit of reordering here
after rewatching them,
largely because it's mostly the first half hour of the movie.
But once him and Mary Jane and the shit with Mary Jane starts, I don't care about that love shit.
It becomes a rom-com all of a sudden.
But at the very least, it is a movie where the weed is predominantly the plot.
Hell yeah, because we talking to Samson.
Wesley Pipes for this one.
The horse, dude. I legitimately did die like the first time I saw that horse. Oh, yeah,
the cop made me laugh. The cop, he goes like this. You're under arrest, you dumb son of a bitch, you.
I think he says dumb mother.
No, he goes, you dumb son of a bitch, dumb bro.
Son of a bitch.
He goes like this. What did you do? Officer down. Officer down. Officer down. Officer down. What did you do? He's like, I gave him popcorn, pizza. Oh, this guy, he's a diabetic.
Diabetic.
He heard him fart. what did the rapper... Brody goes, he's like, he has sex with my mama. And then he goes, bitch, I'm impotent. Because he had all the hoes around him.
All right. Our official number two is...
It's Up in Smoke.
Really?
Because we've moved him up. We've moved him up.
So we are official on this. Up in Smoke is our number two then.
Yeah.
Here's why I'll agree, real quick. Here's why I'll agree. There is a thin line of a plot. It's mostly just a bunch of shit happening, but it is about the weed.
What?
Without a doubt. The story.
All about the weed.
Yeah.
It's all about the weed.
All about the weed.
And Up in Smoke, they're trying to get high the whole time.
The entire time, they're looking to score.
They were trying to score. They're looking for a lid.
That shit is funny. The dad was funny as
when are you going to make something of yourself?
When are you going to make something that you can go and pick them goddamn strawberries and then make it up to them goddamn bananas that you're eating?
And the Chong's just walking away, giving him the middle finger in the back and shit.
And then stole the Rolls Royce grill from the chalet, put it on his on his bug.
His bug. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Which then... proceeded to break down on the road.
Yeah, which here's a plot hole. Here's a plot. Why the fuck you sleep in a ditch? You had your car.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
He goes, because remember, he goes, I've been sleeping in the ditch, man.
Maybe his car like drove into a ditch or something. I don't know.
No, he was lying to him to get a ride.
Just to get a ride, huh?
Right.
And then
yeah, because he was already a liar because he was, you know, he had the fake boobs.
Yeah, he was dressed like a trans.
The cops chasing them.
That was funny as they got pulled over the first time, and then eating all the shit that. Like this, just eating all the shit, bro. He like, cool out, man. cool out, man. Get rid of these drugs. Cool out, man. They're pulling us over, man.
I've seen like the first 10-15 minutes of this movie like quite a few times. I've never seen the whole movie up until now for this one. So like this scene isn't surprising, but the moment Chong pulls out that fat motherfucker joint.
We're talking dog shit, man.
What's in this shit, man? Upon this viewing, I chuckled at that scene because I had already seen it. The first time I legitimately like laughed out loud watching this movie was the explanation of the plot that the entire van was made of weed.
Yeah, the grill, everything.
Like they turned it into a liquid spray and just sprayed it on shit.
When the cops pulled him over, too, what did the chief man? When the cops pulled him over, he was like, "They're like, license, please. Isn't it on the back?
Yeah. Isn't it on the back? Into the back of the car."
That fool Cheech was high as f-. He goes, I thought of a joke. He goes, your mom. Your mom. Oh, bro.
But they're like, once I was like, this is the plot of the, okay. This is a stoner movie.
Speaking of cramps, that had a cramp too. Tommy Chong know about them cramps too.
Yeah, in the van. When he comes out, everybody's cheering him.
But I love the movie because it brought me back to my LA, all the spots in LA. I know all those spots in LA, bro.
Just the streets themselves.
Remember the cop scene when the cop took the hot dog from him when the van started smoking?
You are high.
I know that whole area, bro. That's over there. I know that whole area, bro.
I gotta say, I started smoking as I started watching the movie. And by the time I got to the Battle of Bands,
it was a great song.
That song hits.
That like, song hits.
That song hits. That when song you're, when, hits. You're at your, when you're at peak high, that song f-ing slaps. Da, 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 when da, Cheech is, da, da, when, dude, I gotta say, that is the perfect, like, you cannot explain stoner mentality more perfect. When Cheech is explaining the song to you, you're like, sounds like bullshit.
He's like, and what then does he know when he sits there? He's like, my mama tell me to suck it. I say no.
That's all you're like, what the f-? And then they play, and you're just, and if you're just as high as everyone else in the room, bro, that song is nice.
That song and their fits, their outfits, everything is perfect, bro. Yeah.
The outfits are the best, dog.
No, that song was
when they're first trying on the suits, she's like, I ain't wearing this shit, man.
And then the bands before, I wanna go to your school, not mine. And I was like, what the?
Yeah, no, highly recommended to hit peak high by the time you get to the end of the movie.
Yeah, when they do Battle of the Bang, you need to love that shit.
That movie's definitely a ride.
Now,
our number one.
Thug Life!
Any scene with him, any scene with
any scene with Red, Danny McBride hits. When that n***a's in there, boom, oh boom, 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 boom.
Shot to shit.
Let's start from the beginning, bro. First off, dope ass way of serving. Then n***a's serving the coldest ways.
Seth Rogen as Dante.
And in him licking down name. Amber Heard, ugh.
This movie, I gotta tell you,
didn't age well, bro.
This movie has a strange obsession with kids.
What did the teacher say in high school? He goes, this is my boyfriend. Heard that. Wish I didn't hear that, but I did.
Again, seen this movie a few times. Upon this view, the first time, I really like just laughed out loud. A scene that just like without a doubt got me is when mother head picks up the roach and like a wine connoisseur.
Pineapple Express.
That's hilariously impossible, but you're riding with it. When Seth Rogen's character is paranoid, just when you think like it's an unlikely scenario, he goes, no, that's exactly what could happen.
He goes to the house. He goes like this. I saw a murder. I saw a murder. Oh my God. And what does James Franco say? You came back here, man.
You came back here.
You came back here, right, man.
To the window. That's
fucked up, man. And then he goes, what did they see? He's like, no. He goes, well then, oh, you're chill.
Yeah.
He goes, sit back, chill.
Smoke the rarest weed on the world.
He goes, are you the only one with that weed in the city? You're not bullshitting. He goes, the only one. We gotta get the out of here.
You don't understand. What if he picks it up and he hits it right and he says, it's Pineapple Express. And he just like,
Frank goes like, oh. And he goes like this. Don't forget the weed, dude. Don't forget the weed, dude. But how he explains Pineapple Express is the best.
When the other customer run the door, it's like, ah, oh, hold on.
Oh, yeah. That Snickle Fritz shit. Oh, that was funny. Yeah.
He ain't getting none of this Pineapple Express. He gets the Snickle Fritz.
But the funny shit is Danny McBride's character, once he gets introduced, Franco's drug dealer, the movie takes a whole nother turn. Especially when he's dry snitching on when the two hitmen, the bullies are they're like, oh, so you going to your grandma's that's over there on 105th?
I will definitely see you there at your grandmother's.
And then When they beat him up, they came and seen him after they red up.
What happened to your face?
It's herpes. Herpes. They said herpes. They're like, herpes, man? And then when I smoke so many joints with you, man.
It's with you. And then when he starts beating him up, he spits in James Franco's face. I'm like, herpes!
That was the best fight scene I've seen in a movie.
It was really long,
but it was funny.
I think it's a long, clear slide. I think it's actually the origin of how they did the fight scene in Green Hornet, in Seth Rogen's Green Hornet. If you ever seen that movie, they have one long ass like mansion fight scene, and it's the funniest shit.
Dude, that shit is funny though, bro. Because that red, his head hit that mother sink. Oh, that was funny. Red, you couldn't pull Red down. Red couldn't die.
Yeah, no.
That was
Seth Rogen. This earns no. Made a hole in the wall.
When he killed Craig Robinson, oh, that shit was funny. You just got killed by a Daewoo Lanos motherfucker and shot that in the foot.
Dude,
bro.
I completely forgot that Ken Jeong and Bobby Lee play a couple of the Asian thugs.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I totally slipped my mind with that, bro. That
it's like a almost blink and you miss it, because like it's that scene where Ted calls the other old
and
guy, right?
And Bobby Lee is in Harold and Kumar. Like they were doing funny Asian roles back in the day.
Way back then, Bobby Lee was in there putting work.
Bobby Lee was funny as in that shit though too. He was funny as
Bobby Lee was hilarious.
The whole ensemble is hilarious. Everybody just tries to outdo everybody else. It's great.
Rosie Perez in this one, hilarious.
One of the best diner scenes.
Oh, at the end when he's just when they think he's dead. Oh shit! In the theaters, we were dying.
No, I was dying the whole scene, bro. He's like, guys, I think we had a moment here, and he's like, bro, I should have been in the hospital like 12 hours ago.
When James Franco's explaining what he wants to do, like after his grandma dies, like, can't wait to go legit after she dies, man. Just, you know, get my degree, make septic tanks for kids' playgrounds.
Right.
So the kids can take a shit.
Can take a shit.
Anyway, man, this has been Fat Signal. This has been our top 10. And we're looking forward to more of this.
Shout out Big Comedy Network Follow us, hit a like, subscribe, follow us on Instagram, all that good shit.
Take it away, Josh.
Be good humans.
Next week, guys, we do Meteor Man.